U.S. home permits decline as mortgage rates remain elevated. The number of permits issued for building homes went down on a monthly and yearly basis in December as builders grappled with uncertainty in the housing market while mortgage rates remained high. Building permits issued for residential properties fell 0.7% in December from November and were lower yearly by 3.1%, according to a January 17 statement from the U.S. Census Bureau. Data on permits are an important economic measure, signifying future construction activity. While permits for single-unit properties rose monthly, they declined for five or more units. Permits rose in the Northeast and the South, falling in the Midwest and West. For 2024 overall, total permits issued stood at 1.47 million, down 2.6% from 2023. Joel Berner, a senior economist at real estate listings website Realtor.com, said the lower permits suggest some uncertainty holding strong among builders, who have worked hard in 2024 to finish projects and get new homes online, but are holding back from pushing new projects into the murky landscape of construction in 2025, according to a January 17 post. There are concerns about the Trump administration's policies, he said. The president has promised tariffs on imported goods that include construction materials and mass deportations that will impact builders' labor forces. The dip in permits came as mortgage rates shot up in December. The average weekly rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage jumped from 6.69% in early December to 6.91% for the week ending January 1st. Rates are currently at 7.04%. Since the low that came in late September, the mortgage rate is now up by almost a full percentage point. Elevated rates have a dampening impact on the housing market, disincentivizing builders from seeking permits and building homes. Mortgage rates ticked up for the fifth consecutive week and crossed 7% for the first time since May of 2024, said Sam Kater, Freddie Mac's chief economist. The underlying strength of the economy is contributing to this increase in rates. Builder confidence, high mortgage effect. A January 16 survey by the National Association of Home Builders found that builder sentiment edged up this month despite concerns about market risk. The group attributed this to expected improvements in economic growth and the regulatory environment. On the flip side, builders were found to be worried about potential tariffs on building materials and widening government deficits as these factors add momentum to inflation and higher mortgage rates. Builders are facing continued challenges for housing demand in the near term, with mortgage rates up from near 6.1% in late September to above 6.9% today, said NAB Chairman Carl Harris. Land is expensive and financing for private builders remains costly. However, there is hope that policymakers are taking the impact of regulatory hurdles seriously and will make improvements in 2025. The survey showed that 30% of builders cut home prices this month, while over 60% continued to use incentives to attract sales. According to Fannie Mae, home price growth accelerated in the fourth quarter, rising by 5.8% from the 5.4% rate in Q3. This was a reversal from the previous two quarters when price growth had decelerated, said Mark Palam, chief economist at Fannie Mae. The current high mortgage rate environment is not only negatively affecting affordability but also worsening the lock-in effect, he said. The lock-in effect occurs when high mortgage rates disincentivize homeowners from selling their properties, which ends up creating a shortage of homes for sale. This helps to keep prices elevated. As for 2025, the housing market faces a difficult balancing act, with a notable decline in mortgage rates likely needed to help unwind the lock-in effect and thaw the supply of existing homes for sale, Palam said. However, we believe such a decline would likely jumpstart demand from potential first-time homebuyers currently waiting to purchase, which could lead demand to outpace any improvement in supply, further exacerbating already high home prices and purchase affordability.